So, warm greetings and welcome to our meditation together. And as those of you who come regularly know that I often begin, or usually almost always begin, the meditation, a guided meditation, with spending some time relaxing the body. And some people might think of this as kind of a beginner's meditation, kind of the before we get into something more profound. And in similar vein, some people think it's just that it's a meditation done for stress reduction. It's also not very profound. It's just stress reduction. It's just great religious things to experience, profundities to discover. And maybe that's true, but what's also true is that what we learn in relaxing, the activity of relaxing, is just what gets more and more thorough, more bigger as we go along in the path of Buddhism, and until we come to awakening or release or nirvana, which is the big relaxation. It's a big letting go of the holding, the tension, the grasping, the stress. And so I think rather than looking at relaxing at the beginning as beginning practice, or just before we get into something more serious, it's really beginning to lubricate, or practicing, or getting familiar, letting the body become familiar with something that is going to keep happening deeper and deeper and deeper, this releasing, relaxing, letting go. And and what helps with that is that as you relax at the beginning, if you're able, whatever degree you're able to relax, even if it's just a teeny, teeny bit, that you feel the goodness of that, or you feel the benefit of that, or you feel how that's nice. Let it register. Allow yourself to feel it. In other words, feel the influence that relaxation has on your body, your mind, your heart. And as this goes along, the relaxation will help you relax what's deeper. Like surface relaxation sets up the condition for a deeper relaxation, until we get down to the very core of our being, in a sense, where something there can release and relax as well. And then we're free. So we'll start now and do some of this relaxation. So one of the reasons to assume a balanced, aligned posture, if you can, to sit upright. But if you're laying down, to be careful with that posture as well, because it's a posture that allows for relaxation. If you're new to meditation, sometimes you feel the work of sitting upright. But after a while, the muscles get stronger and body adapts to it. And this sitting upright in a certain kind of meditative way is a posture that allows for some of the deepest physical relaxation that the body is able to do. And they say the corpse posture, laying on your back, is equal in how deep one can relax. And we can relax deeper if we're not hunched over and collapsed in the chest. So gently closing the eyes. And as if your whole body is participating in a deep inhale, breathe in deeply, so that your torso expands in all directions. Rib cage in the front goes out, the rib cage in the back expands a little bit. The shoulders maybe are lifted up a bit. And if your stomach is relaxed as you breathe in, you might even feel a pushing down. Kind of feel, take deep breaths and feel the fullness of the whole torso participating. And then as you exhale, long, slow exhale, the whole torso relaxes, settles back. Taking a deep breath in. And then relaxing as you exhale. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And then as you exhale, normal exhale, relax the muscles of your face, around the eyes, the jaws, the cheeks, exhale, relaxing the shoulders, and whatever relaxation you can, feel the influence of that relaxation through your body. As you exhale, relaxing or softening in the shoulders. Maybe a releasing in the shoulders. As you relax, as you exhale, relaxing in the chest, around the heart, the solar plexus, diaphragm, and relaxing the belly. And it's helpful if the whole body participates in this. So you might look and see if you can relax your arms and hands. Maybe a subtle release of tension, holding. releasing, relaxing the legs, the muscles of the calves, the thighs. And then perhaps there's a global relaxation you can do for the whole body. And as you release or soften the body more broadly, let that be felt deep inside. And also to relax wherever your center of thinking is, whatever tension, contraction, pressure that's associated with thinking. As you exhale, relaxing the thinking muscle. Gently quieting the mind. And it's possible to go deeper inside, within. Perhaps if you feel and sense deep in the center of your being, maybe there is a holding or resistance, a tension, maybe a chronic one. Take a few moments to breathe with it, breathe through it. And as you exhale, to relax and release the center of your being. And there may be a little bit of tension around breathing itself. Don't worry about that tension. Make room for it. Breathe with it as if it's okay. And maybe at the end of the exhale, you can relax a bit of it. And if there's a pause at the end of the exhale, even if it's infinitesimally short, see if you can be very relaxed so you can receive the inhale. Allow it to arise. deeper in your mind than your thinking, there can be a very subtle pressure, contraction, coagulation around self, around the doer, the experiencer, around the one who's responsible, or the one who's scared. Perhaps you can allow whatever other relaxation you've done so far be there to support and receive the deep relaxation of this tension around self. chances are, any ways in which you're going away from the present moment, in thought, feelings, there's some tension related to that. If there is, see if you can relax that tension. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, we relate to others in the world and to the world itself very differently if we relate to it through our tension, through the ways which were contracted, tight, than if we are relaxed and loose. Expansive. Imagine that sitting in front of you is a friend, someone you care for, an uncomplicated friend. And imagine yourself relaxed and peaceful, safe and contented, where nothing needs to happen. You don't have to do anything or say anything particular. Maybe your friend is reading a book peacefully. You can just sit and you can sit then together with your friend in your relaxed state. Perhaps there's room there for your feelings of friendliness, your feelings of appreciation, maybe feelings of love or kindness. Relaxing deeply into and with your feelings of friendship for your friend. Perhaps it's fairly simple then to relate to your friend more from kindness than from hostility, complaining, resentment, more from goodwill than ill will. More from generosity than from greed. And then with whatever feelings you have for your friend, maybe those can be extended outward in a simple way, out into the world. With goodwill for others. The deeper and fuller our relaxation is, the more space there is for friendliness and kindness, care. Tension makes us claustrophobic and fills the space of awareness. Relaxation opens that space so that our wholesome feelings for others can exist there. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may we, in whatever way that is easy for us or appropriate, contribute to that possibility.